Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're doing another collocation episode. And for those of our listeners that don't know what a collocation is a combination of words that are commonly used together in a natural way by native speakers of a language. So, for example, a non-native speaker might combine two words together, and it might be grammatically correct, but to Sochal and to me, it'll sound strange or odd, and that can get really frustrating for learners of a language. So we're going to try to help our listeners out there by introducing new collocations to them, and we're going to do that by creating a quiz here for Sochal. So I'm gonna quiz you again, Sochal, on some new collocations this week.
I like these. It's like a game show.
Yeah, you're always the contestant.
Yeah, and it's like the easiest game show ever.
You win $10 million. All right. So we have three verbs, and I'm gonna start with the first verb, which is cut, and cut the extra mile, cut the ground running, or cut corners?
Cut corners.
Very good. What does it mean to cut corners?
Cut corners is essentially kind of doing a sloppy job. So in a sense, so let's say that you have a construction team working on building your house. You definitely don't want them to be cutting corners because that means right. They're taking shortcuts. In order to probably make the work quicker or streamline the process, but it often leads to sloppy work. So you wouldn't want to tell, like, your boss that you cut corners to get the work done. That would be bad.
Do you ever cut corners in school? I did that a lot. You know, the teacher would say, I want you to read chapter 3. And I would read, like, 2 pages, and then I would skip to the last page of the chapter and see if I could just, you know, pass the quiz or, you know, the test or whatever by cutting corners, you know, not doing the full, not studying the whole chapter.
Yeah, by the time I was in school, we had like whole websites where you could just like look up the summary of things and the important bullet points.
Oh, I'm a dinosaur. This is, pre-internet.
Look, I'm becoming kind of a dinosaur in a way, I feel, because these new, like, really younger kids, like elementary school kids and stuff, they already know how to, like, probably use AI, if I think about it, you know?
Yeah,
like, you probably
yeah.
have middle schoolers, like, pulling out AI, and it's like, ChatGPT can give you the answer for everything. It must make things like a nightmare as far as like even for like college students, like they must use AI to write papers and stuff.
Oh, my students use it all the time, I think, but
right.
It's hard
yeah,
to prove, stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to like prove exactly. So yeah, it's definitely interesting. But yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. But
yeah. I want to talk about the Chinese DeepSeek. But maybe we'll save.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
That for another episode, because that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next verb is go. Go corners, go the extra mile, or go the ground running.
Go the extra mile.
And what does it mean to go the extra mile?
It's the opposite of cutting corners. It means to go above and beyond. So if you have, again, a construction team working on your house and they went the extra mile, then you would say they did more than what you asked for. And like, it's in a positive sense. Or like if you're writing a paper and the teacher was like, wow, you really went the extra mile on this paper, it shows that you deserve like an A++. Like you really did all your research. You were super thorough. You did more than what was asked for in a positive way.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I was trying to think of an example, and the only one I could think of is like, you bring your car is broken. You bring it to the mechanic, and then the mechanic fixes your car and washes your car. And you're like, wow, they went the extra mile. Like now my car is clean and my car is fixed. So it's just, you know, taking an extra step more than is necessary, I would say. Okay. The last one is hit the ground running, hit the extra mile, or hit corners.
Hit the ground running.
Yes. And what does it mean to hit the ground running?
I actually use this one sometimes, but when you ask me specifically what it means, it's kind of hard to like contextualize it. But I would say, it's like if someone hit the ground running, they were ready to go. Mm-hmm. And if you visualize it, imagine like jumping off a bus and hitting the ground running. Like, you're still going, you feel me? But, like, if you jump off a bus and you don't hit the ground running, you're just going to fall flat on your face.
Yeah, that's a great example. Like, literally, it if you don't run, you're going to smash your face. But, I'm trying to think of, like, an example. Like somebody starting a new job,
yes,
a new manager
like I started,
or something.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Did you start a new job?
Yeah, I just started a new job, and it's, like, through AmeriCorps, and I would say I hit the ground running because in my first week, like, I did more than what people take, like, months to do the amount of work I did in a week, and everyone's kind of really impressed, and I didn't even have, like, an orientation or anything. I just figured it out all by myself, so I kind of hit the ground running at that new job.
There you go. Perfect example from social. All right. Do you want to? So our three collocations today were cut corners, go the extra mile, and hit the ground running.
If you guys like,
sorry, go ahead.
If you guys like these episodes and you're enjoying them, you're curious about more episodes and would like to see more like this, please leave us a comment down below at atozenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Message us in the WhatsApp or WeChat groups, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.